This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that I've been seeing a lot, which is people casually throw the word trauma into the conversation. Oh, this is because of my childhood trauma. I'm like this. I haven't achieved this and that because I have a lot of adverse childhood experiences. Because in my childhood, I was treated so and so. Therefore, I struggle with this and that. And although I get it, trauma is a real thing and should be tackled with professionals. Please, if you do have severe past experiences, trauma that doesn't let you live, speak to a professional. I'm not here to help you. I'm just here to give my humble opinion about how your past shouldn't define you. At the moment, you have full control of your life. If you are successful, that's due to your own doing. If you are unsuccessful, it's also because of you. And I'm not defining success to climbing a career ladder or being super wealthy. I'm just defining success by whatever success means to you. And I think childhood experiences shouldn't define us. We should be able to take the matters into our own hands and do with our lives as we please, and not conditioned to actually what happened to us in the past. So I wanted to tackle this topic in this episode. And I also wanted to start by speaking about my own childhood. So I did not have the easiest of the childhoods. I grew up in the post-communist Lithuania in the 90s, in a small village where there wasn't really a lot. And also socially, people were suffering. And my family was one of the poorest families that I know, or in my school. There was a lot of violence in my family. There was a lot of instability. There was a lot of substance abuse. I sometimes was crying myself to sleep. I'm not going to go into details, but it wasn't pretty. It wasn't really pretty, but I'm not here to unpack it all. I'm not here to speak in detail to what happened to me. In 2001, I moved to Spain with my family. The things were not better because I suffered a lot of bullying at school. It was tough. It was tough. I'm not going to deny that. But I do not let those events define me. I choose not to live in that, not to just like dwell in the past and thinking, oh my God, because I had those adverse childhood experiences. Now I cannot lead a full life. Well, that's not true. I choose to look into the future because I cannot go back into my childhood and change it. I cannot go and rescue myself. I cannot adopt myself. What I can change though, I can change how I look at my life going forward. And I'm not trying to improve my past because my past happened and I cannot change that. I try to build my future and I'm not denying my past. I'm actually not happy to talk about my past, but I don't have anything to hide really. My closest circle of friends know about my past, but it was just casually mentioned. I don't actually dwell in that at all. If it comes up, it comes up, and I have no problems with mentioning what happened to me or what did not happen to me or what I was lacking, let's say. And my past is actually raw material of building. It's not the finished product because I get to choose what I build with that material. And I think it made me more resilient because sometimes I see some people dwelling on things that I think, really? Big deal? Like, this is not even, this is nothing important, but they're kind of like crying their eyes out because of something that happened that it's nothing really to me. So I think it made me even more resilient. I'm actually quite grateful for my past. And about reopening old wounds, constantly reopening them, so constantly talking about that, dwelling in the past, will not heal them. Just leave the wound there and just focus on what you can control now. Focus towards the future. Because reopening the old wounds, what is it going to do? It's just going to, you're going to bleed more and they're never going to heal. And it keeps you stuck. And it stops you from growing, really. And I don't want to live in analysis of what went wrong. I actually want to live in pursuit of what could go right in my life. And maybe I am so independent because of my past, but I'm not here to psychoanalyze myself. I can acknowledge what happened to me in the past, but without turning that into my identity because yes, I am independent right now. I am resilient, but that can also change. So I'm not just my identity. My identity is not set in stone. That can change anytime. And as a human being, I am constantly evolving and I'm constantly improving. I'm making myself better. I am not my past. I'm not the child that was once abused. And being a survivor of any situation, that's not my full story. So I've been thinking about this because victim mindset is tempting. It's actually much easier to blame the past or external things for what you have achieved or what you have not achieved or the way you are. It's much easier because it takes out this responsibility from you because it's like, whoa, this is not me. I'm not lazy. This is because I was neglected as a child. Therefore, I cannot focus or I cannot do this and that. But then if you do this, you actually give up your power. You're actually no longer responsible for your own life. Somebody else's, your past is. The people you came across in the past, they are the ones responsible of your life, which is crazy because I wouldn't want to give up the power over my life to some past events. And owning your story, saying, okay, so this is what happened to me, but I'm going to work harder and I was not privileged. Therefore, I have to work much harder than the rest of the people, or because of my race, because of my gender, I have to work harder than most people. And that's okay. You just have to acknowledge that. It's freeing to do that because you take the matter into your own hands and you actually achieve that with much more effort than other people. And I think for me, it gives me much more satisfaction because it's like, I achieved this. I had to work 3 times as hard as somebody from a more privileged background. And if I don't improve my life, that's on me now. That's only up to me. And it's my fault if I don't improve my life. and I don't come from money or I don't come from emotional maturity. I actually started behind. So if you see the race, the starting point, I started way behind most people, but that's fine. That's okay. I just have to run faster and work on being stronger than most people. But that's okay. That's okay. I think I can do that. Because I can't be reborn into better circumstances, you know, like they haven't invented it yet where I can teleport myself and be born to different parents. By the way, don't get me wrong, I love my parents. I wouldn't have any other parents. And from where I started, I can actually make something of myself now. I know my starting point. I realize all the flaws and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. So to conclude this episode, I wanted to say that the past does exist and it did matter. You are the person you are now because of what happened to you in the past. But don't let it run the show. This is your show. You can do whatever you bloody please, not whatever the past is dictating. And my energy goes forward. I focus my energy into the future because the future is where I get to shape my life. I don't get to shape my life in the past. The past happened. And I wanted to also tell you that if this happened to you, if you had a few adverse childhood experiences, you're not alone. There are so many people that didn't have a perfect childhood, and that's completely normal. Talk about it if you need it. Don't just oppress it, but don't dwell in it as well. Don't just bathe in that, because the future you needs you. Needs you full of energy, needs you full of life, and you are the creator of your life. No one else is. As an adult, you are actually responsible for your own happiness. So yes, you are the maker of your own life, not your past. So thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you liked it, please share it with someone who might need it. And remember that this is not individual financial or life advice. Please do your own research before making any life or financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.